Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. It's time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Sponsor this podcast on Patreon and support the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing needed supplies and equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and the turtle bus. Unroll your yoga mat and join me for a short practice in a few minutes. But for now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. So you're anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. The card that I pulled this morning from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz was horse. Horse brings energy of momentum and freedom. Kim says that the horse is the most masterful form of earth energy in her deck. It provides us with momentum that's reliable and supportive. This is an earthy personality that is so fully awake and fully alive, it cannot be defeated. Horse's freedom becomes available to us when we become physically strong and mentally focused. And she suggests exercise and meditation. That's our yoga practice. And we are still in this time of lockdown. When our physical freedom is restricted, in order to be able to keep others safe and healthy, you might find that this is a challenging time where experiencing unprecedented amounts of stress brought on by change and this restriction, uncertainty. And it is how we move through these times of change that reveal how close we are to being fully awake and fully alive. I'm not saying that I'm there. I have felt the stress. I have given into it. I have felt the fear. I have felt the grief. But I have also recognized my practices and how important they are. And when I slipped out of them and spiraled into that fear, I noticed that I was both physically and mentally unwell. Getting back into my practices has helped me to feel more grounded and more ready to face these challenges. On top of this lockdown situation, we're coming into the start of wildlife rehabilitation season, and I unfortunately have already gotten a call about a turtle, a snapping turtle that got hit by a car. Unfortunately, I said, because he didn't make it. So my season started with burying my first intake. It's an unusually early start to the season here. My first turtle intake last year was in June, and here we are at the beginning of April. There are changes that are happening all around us due to changes in climate, cyclical changes. But we know that within these smaller cycles, you know, early springs, late springs, we are gradually getting warmer and things are changing. There is a crisis beyond the pandemic. There's a crisis for many of the other beings that we share this world with, that they have been facing decline, potential extinction, and we've kind of let them. Not everybody, of course. And I know that those of you who listen are probably feeling into this already and recognizing this, and that's why you're here. So in this thing that we have going on here, this pandemic, this lockdown, this being within, inside our homes, checking in with ourselves, let's consider how on the other side of this, we might also open our hearts to all of the other beings whose existence is being challenged. What could we do differently? Let's get on our mats for physical exercise and meditation in the form of a yoga practice. If you've got your mat unrolled, come down into child's pose. Make it comfortable. Maybe you start with your knees wide. Let your forehead rest on the floor. Lay your arms down. Just take a big breath in. And with a sigh, melt into that child's pose. Let your hips sink towards your heels. Feel your spine gently release. Breathe into it. And check in with your body. You're in this position of surrender. How does it feel? Another breath. Now ease your way up onto your hands and knees. And align your knees underneath your hips, your hands under your shoulders. Spread your fingers. Take a quick peek through your thighs. If you see your feet, move them out until they're behind your thighs. Press the tops of your feet down gently. Extend forward through the crown of your head, reach back through your tailbone. Deepen your breath. Feel the natural movement created by the breath in your body. And as you take your next breath in, allow the natural movement forward in the body to move your navel toward the floor. Lift your heart through your arms so that your head and your tailbone lift slightly and your low back arches down. And as you exhale, round your back. As your navel comes to your spine, let it lift the middle of your back toward the ceiling. Drop your head toward the floor and your tailbone toward the floor. And then inhale, move your navel back down toward the floor. Draw your heart through your arms. Reach up through the crown of your head. Reach up through your tailbone. And exhale, round your back, dropping your head and your tailbone. And continue this with your breath. Slow and easy. Feel the movement of your spine. working with the breath. Take another round. And at the end of your exhale, release your spine to neutral. Reach forward again through the crown of your head. Reach back through your tailbone. Draw your navel in and up just enough to support your low back. Now lift your right knee off the floor and extend your right leg back so that it's about hip height. Flex your foot, reach through your heel. Roll your inner thigh toward the ceiling a little bit so the tip of the right pinky toe points at the floor and your hips are level. Now press into your right hand, lift your left arm, extend it forward about shoulder height. Turn your palm to face in, thumb up. And reach really long from the tips of your left fingers back through the right heel, extending out in both directions. Now take another breath in, and as you do, lift your arm and leg just a little bit higher so you're starting to create that arch in your back. And as you exhale, round your back, pull your navel to your spine, bend your knee and elbow and bring them together underneath you. Inhale, extend out again. Press out through your heel, press out through your fingers, arch your back slightly. And as you exhale, round your back, bring your knee and elbow towards each other underneath. Inhale again, extend out. Little bit of arch, so you're coming a little higher than horizontal. And as you exhale, round, try to keep your hand and foot off the floor so you're hugging your elbow and knee in towards your chest as you round. One more time, inhale, extend out, get really long. Exhale, round, bring your elbow and knee towards each other. And then inhale, come back to that flat back so that your leg and arm are the same height. Keep pressing back through your heel. Now bring your hand back down to the floor. Underneath your shoulder, keeping your foot lifted. Take an inhale here. And as you exhale, turn your right toes out to the right side a little bit. Swing your leg to the right and look around your right shoulder until you can see your foot. And then as you inhale, bring everything back to center, head into line, leg behind the hip. Exhale, turn your toes out to the side, swing your leg around, look around at your right foot. Inhale, come back to center, reach and stretch. And one more time, exhale, take that leg out to the right side, look around your right shoulder, feel that big stretch on the left side. Inhale, bring that back to center, and then bring your knee down underneath your hip. Pause there for a moment in table pose. Take a few breaths. Slow deep breath. Draw your navel towards your spine a little bit. Stabilize your low back. Reach through your crown, back through your tailbone. Now shift a little weight into your right knee. Lift your left knee off the floor. Extend your leg back at hip height. Flex your foot. Press your heel back. Drop the outer left hip. Inner part of the thigh rolling toward the sky. And then lift your right hand off the floor and extend your arm forward to shoulder height. Turn your palm to face in, thumb up. Reach forward through your fingers, back through your left heel. Open up across that diagonal. And now as you take your next breath in, lift your arm and leg a little bit higher. Start to create that arch in your back. Exhale, draw your navel to your spine as you round your back, bend your right elbow and left knee, bring them towards each other underneath you. Inhale, extend out, lift a little higher, slight arch, exhale, round. Draw your navel to your spine, bring your knee and elbow together underneath, keep your foot off the floor. Inhale, reach out, lift, lift a little higher. Exhale, round, bring your knee to your elbow. One more time, inhale, extend, open, lift, exhale, round, knee to elbow, and then extend out flat, reaching back through your heel, forward through your fingers again. Now bring your right hand down to the floor. Take an inhale, and as you exhale, turn your left toes out to the left side a little bit. Swing your left leg to the left and look over your left shoulder until you can see your left foot. Inhale, bring your leg behind you, your head back in line. Exhale, turn your toes out, swing the left leg out to the left side, look around your left shoulder. Inhale again, come back to center, reach long. Exhale again, swing the left leg out to the left side, look around your left shoulder, opening the right side. Inhale, come back to center. And then bring your left knee down underneath your left hip. Pause for a moment and reconnect to your breath. Now walk your hands forward and lower your elbows down under your shoulders. Turn your palms to face each other. Bring your hands together, interlace your fingers. The pinky that's on the bottom, tuck that up inside your hands so that you can lay the sides of your hands down flat without squishing it. Keep the elbows hugging in underneath the shoulders. Curl your toes under, tip your tailbone to the sky, lift your knees, and come up into dolphin. Sending the hips to the sky, so the lower body is like downward facing dog. Drop your head down between your arms. The crown of your head might be very close to the floor between your elbows. Press down into your forearms. Roll your shoulders closed. Lift your hips up and back. The knees might stay soft here. You don't have to straighten them. Feel the lengthening down the outsides of your shoulders. Take a couple more breaths here. Now lift your chin slightly and start to look towards your hands. Walk your feet back, and with your navel hugged into your spine so nothing collapses, slowly lower your hips until you're in a flat line from your shoulders to your heels. Keep the navel drawn in. Lift your gaze now all the way to your thumbs, so the back of your neck is long. Keep pressing your heels back. Zip your inner thighs towards each other, rolling them up toward the ceiling just a little bit. Hug in to the outside of your hips. Press through your heels, lengthen through your crown. Take a few breaths here in forearm plank. Working with the breath. Now take an inhale, and as you exhale, lower your hip points to the floor. Uncurl your toes, point them back so the tops of your feet are pressing into the floor. Make sure your shoulders are still on top of your elbows. Release your hands. Bring them out to shoulder width apart and turn your palms down. Roll your shoulders down your back, broaden across your chest, reach your tailbone towards your heels. Keep pressing the tops of your feet down so your knees lighten a little bit. Sink down into your hip points and draw the top of your sternum under your chin. Taking a few breaths here in Sphinx pose. Breathing into that. If you find that your low back is complaining about the compression and you need to come a little lower, slide your elbows forward, but keep them in line with your shoulders so you can stay broad across the collarbones. Melt your shoulder blades down your back. Deep in the breath. Now turn your palms to face each other again. Bring your hands together, interlace your fingers. Tuck that bottom pinky back inside your palms. Lower your gaze to your thumbs. Curl your toes under. Reach from the crown of your head to your heels. Draw your navel to your spine and lift your hips off of the floor, coming back into the flat forearm plank. Gaze at your thumbs, heels pressing back. Draw your navel up to lift the hips into that line. Hug your inner thighs towards each other. Notice the work your body did to come up off the floor. Give it some deep breath. Now press your forearms down. Lift your hips, tipping your tailbone to the sky. Walk your toes closer to your elbows. Lifting up, back into dolphin. Drop your head down between your arms. You might find again that your crown is brushing the floor. Close your shoulders, push the floor away with your forearms, lift up and back through the hips. Take another breath. Now lower your knees to the mat. Release your fingers. Turn your palms down. Lift your elbows, walk your hands back under your shoulders, coming back into table. Breathe into that. Now walk your hands up toward the top of your mat. Keep them shoulder width apart, fingers spread. Curl your toes, tip your tailbone to the sky, and lift into downward facing dog. In down dog, your shoulders close like they do in dolphin. And then you can press down into your hands, lift up and back through your tailbone. Open up through the side. You might pedal your heels a little bit here, releasing some tension in the low back and the hips. And put a little bend into your knees. Walk your hands back towards your toes until you roll back onto your heels and you're hanging in a forward fold. Relax your neck, drop your head, relax your shoulders, let your arms hang. Nod your head yes, shake it no. Notice if there's tension in your neck. Is anything there that can release in this moment? Now press your feet down into the floor, tuck your tailbone. Draw your navel to your spine and roll yourself up to standing, stacking one vertebra at a time on top of the one below it. Relax your shoulders, let your arms hang. Slowly lift your ears up over your shoulders. Extend up through the crown of your head. Standing in mountain pose at the back of your mat. Now open your arms out to the sides a little bit. So they're like wings reaching out. Turn your palms forward, reach through your fingers, open up through the heart space. Lift your chin slightly so that you're looking out toward the top of your mat, maybe even just past that. Find a focal point. Shift your weight into your left foot. And lift your right foot off the floor. And as your right leg lifts behind you, lean forward slightly so that you maintain a straight line from your right heel to your right shoulder. Flex your right foot as your toes come off the floor, turning the inner thigh up so the hip stays down and the pinky toe points at the floor. You can play with working towards being level with the floor, but the leg and the upper body are going to stay in that same line the whole time. And then if you want to play here a little bit more, take your left arm, bring it to your left ear in line with your shoulder. Turn your palm to face in and reach. Reach forward through the left fingers and back through the right heel. Keep your eyes steady on that focal point. If you took that arm up over your head, bring it back down. Lift your heart. Bend your right knee. And bring your right knee forward and up into your chest. Take a hold of the back of your right thigh or your right shin if you can reach it. And draw your knee in. Bring your upper body completely upright. Press down into your left foot. Keep your eyes focused on your drishti, your focal point. Breathe into that. Now bring your hands behind your right thigh. Reach out through your right heel so your foot is pressing forward. Get nice and tall through your spine. And if it's appropriate for you, hinge from your right hip and bring your heart towards your right knee. That knee might not be perfectly straight. That's totally fine. You can walk your hands down your leg towards your foot. If you reach your foot, hold the sides of your foot. Keep your foot flexed and your heel pressing forward. Walk your hands in, lift up, float your arms back out to the sides in those wings with your palms facing forward, and then set your right foot down as if you just took a step forward. Pause there. Shift your weight to your right foot. And lift your left leg up behind you. Let your upper body start to come forward as that left leg lifts. When the left toes come off the floor, flex your foot, press through your heel. Reach back. Find that straight line from your left heel to your left shoulder. body's nice and flat in line with that leg. Working towards parallel to the floor, you don't have to get there. Eyes out in front of you, out to the front of the mat, finding your focal point. And then to add that extra bit of challenge, the right arm comes forward to the right ear, turn the palm in, reach along that diagonal, extend, keep breathing. Now bring your right arm back into that wing. Lift your heart, press your hips forward, bend your left knee, and bring your left knee forward and all the way up to your chest. Grab the back of your thigh or your shin and hug that knee in for a few breaths. Keep your eyes on your focal point. Press down into your right foot. Nice and tall. Now shift your hands to the back of your left thigh. Flex your left foot, start to press the heel forward. Working on straightening the leg parallel to the floor, may not get there, it's fine if your knee stays bent. Lift up through your heart, and if you want to go a little bit deeper, hinge from your hip and start to bring your upper body down over your left thigh, heart's reaching out over the knee. Gazing down towards your foot. Take a few breaths here. Keep feeding your body with breath. Now lift your upper body, walk your hands back in. Release your leg, float your arms out, palms forward. Step your left foot forward, as if you just took that big step. Now step your right foot up to meet the left. Release your arms and stand tall in mountain pose. Check in with your body. How does that feel? Root down through your feet. Now take an inhale, sweep both arms up over your head. Soften your knees. As you exhale, hinge from your hips and fold forward. Relax your upper body. Relax your shoulders, your neck, your head. Bend your knees deeply. Place your palms down so that they're shoulder width apart. Press into your fingers. Walk your feet back into downward facing dog. Take a few breaths here and down dog. Take another breath in. As you exhale, release your knees down onto the mat. Walk your knees out toward the sides of your mat. Bring your big toes together, drop your hips to your heels, release back into child's pose. Slow the breath down. Notice how it feels to be in child's pose now. Take another breath. Walk your hands towards your knees so that your upper body lifts off your thighs. Shift your hips to one side, swing your legs around, and roll down onto your back. Draw your knees into your chest, give them a hug, and rock from side to side. Now keep your knees over your chest and open your arms out to the sides like you're making a letter T with your upper body. And as you take your next exhale, roll your knees towards your right elbow. Keep your left shoulder on the floor as your left hip comes up. And roll your chin over to the left, looking away from your knees. Breathe deeply in this twist. Send the breath down into your abdomen. Feel the breath. Create the movement of expansion and contraction. Take another breath. And inhale, roll your knees back up over your chest. Give them a hug again. Rock a little. Square your shoulders and hips. Now drop your arms back out into that T. And on your next exhale, take your knees towards your left elbow. Sink your right shoulder down into the floor, roll your chin to the right, and breathe deeply. Feel your breath work its way down through the twist and into your abdomen. Taking a few more rounds of breath, feel your body starting to let go. As you take your next inhale, bring your knees back up over your chest, hug them in, rock a little bit from side to side, and then release your legs out onto the floor, finding Savasana. Let your feet splay open. Move your arms out a little bit, turn your palms to the sky, align your head with your spine, close your eyes, take a deep breath in through your nose, and with a sigh, melt your body into the floor. And then let the breath go. Notice the natural, easy breath. Feel your body heavy. I'm going to leave you here to rest as long as you desire. Be well. Honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.